Welcome to the 2009 Stanza Podcast. During this, our first preview podcast, we hope to delight you with samples from this year's festival, which takes place between the 18th to the 22nd of March in the university town of St. Andrews. This year's festival comes with a range of events which honour and reinterpret Scotland's national bard, Robert Burns. And Stanza's second theme is that of Poetry Centre Stage, exploring the relationship between theatre and poetry. For more details, come along to stanzapoetry.org. This podcast is packed full of poems to expect at this year's festival and features music from singer-songwriter Jill Bowman and a poetry reading from the acclaimed poet Kate Clancy. And we'll start off the poems with one from Roz Brackenbury. Roz, originally from England and now living in the States, lived for some time in Edinburgh and helped found the Shore Poets, with Stanza's very own Brian Johnson. Here's Brian reading one of Roz's poems.
That moment. Be grateful for that moment. When you wake at 5, hear the wind and a few drops of rain in the woman's tongue tree beside the window. When you snap lights on, make tea, sit alone at the round table, see that in darkness all the speckled irises have opened, flecked with pink, their stamens brown, dusty, quivering at the centre. When a step outside could be someone standing in the backyard, just waiting. When the book that falls into your hand speaks to you with a human voice across distance, darkness, the sleeping continent, the sleep destroyers, the merchants of fear. It says, this was always so, always. Flowers open when you are not looking. There is always someone standing in the dark before dawn, when silence opens its nets and hauls you in.
Roz is taking part in two events this year, one called Homecoming Poets, which will be on Saturday at 11:15 a.m. in the Undercroft, and the other is the Poetry Breakfast on the other of Stanza's themes this year, Poetry and Theatre. And I'll pass over to Brian to introduce our next poet.
Our best known homecoming poet, I would guess, certainly from far overseas, is Bill Manhire from New Zealand. This is the first time we've had poets from New Zealand, and it's the furthest we've ever brought poets to Stanza. So here's a poem by Bill Manhire, a slightly malicious poem, I think, this one, on originality. Poets, I want to follow them all, out of the forest into the city, or out of the city into the forest. The first one I throttle. I remove his dagger and tape it to my ankle in a shop doorway. Then I step into the street, picking my nails. I have a drink with a man who loves young women. Each line is a fresh corpse. There is a girl with whom we make friends. As he bends over her body to remove the clothing, I slip the blade between his ribs. Humming a melody, I take his gun. I knot his scarf carelessly at my neck, and I trail the next one into the country. On the bank of a river, I drill a clean hole in his forehead. Moved by poetry, I put his wallet in a plain envelope and mail it to the widow. I pocket his gun. This is progress. For instance, it is nearly dawn. Now I slide a gun into the gun and go out looking. It is a difficult world. Each word is another bruise. This is my nest of weapons. This is my lyrical foliage.
Bill Manhire is Stanza's 2009 Poet in Residence, and he'll be taking part in a wide variety of events. Go to our website for more details. Here is Stanza's artistic director, Eleanor Livingston, introducing what to expect at a very special kind of event.
We're going to have a special type of past and present event on Robert Louis Stevenson, which will, I hope, appeal to children of all ages. What we say is bring along your children or bring along your inner child. So I'm going to start off by reading my favourite Robert Louis Stevenson poem, The Lamplighter. My tea is nearly ready and the sun has left the sky. It's time to take the window to see Leary going by. For every night at tea time and before you take your seat, with lantern and with ladder, he comes posting up the street. Now, Tom would be a driver, and Maria go to sea, and my papa's a banker and as rich as he can be. But I, when I am stronger and can choose what I'm to do, oh, Leary, I'll go round at night and light the lamps with you. For we are very lucky with a lamp before the door, and Leary stops to light it, as he lights so many more. And oh, before you hurry by, with ladder and with light, oh, Leary, see a little child, and nod to him tonight.
And that Robert Louis Stevenson event will be taking place on Sunday afternoon at 2:15 in the Byer Theatre. And now we've got Eleanor introducing Adam O'Riordan.
Adam is presently the poet in residence at the Wordsworth Trust. And this is his poem, Heels. First amongst fetishists, Restif de la Breton might have seen plinths stripped of a ruined emperor. How they strung the long bow of your legs, set the iron wire of your Achilles tendon aching. How they held you, how you fell from them, how once, bruised, you carried them from a stranger's room, stepped down from, grown antiquated, a portent there's some shape we must return to. But this afternoon, what you kicked off, I cling to. The sun forges shadows clumsy as Roman coin. I watch it push a slow black inch around the spike. I might keep the time down all your teetered miles. You might return and find me among the piles of boxes and stacked shoes, empty, open-mouthed, our tongues cut out.
And over to Eleanor again to read a poem by Jenny Bornholt.
In Memory. We planted one Magnolia stellata water lily. The word fragrant convinced us. Something to do with fragrance and loss. Also, stellata, the way light keeps company with night.
The music which this podcast began with was by the singer-songwriter Jill Bowman, who's also featuring in this year's stanza with her one-woman show In the Footsteps of Clorinda. And here's Jill singing Burns' immortal love song, A Fond Kiss.
And kiss, and then we sever. A farewell, and then forever. Deep in hate, wrung tears, I'll pledge thee. roaring sighs and groans, I'll wage thee. Who shall say that fortune grieves him, while the star of hope she leaves him?
Jill will be taking part in the event Sex and the Poet, which starts at 8 p.m. on the Wednesday night. And now we have the opportunity to listen to Kate Clanchy introducing and reading from some of her own work. We begin with Kate introducing her own poem, which is entitled Poem for a Man with No Sense of Smell.
And often people say, oh, was it writing exercise? But it wasn't. I was actually going out with a man with no sense of smell. And not only that, that was the second person with no sense of smell that I've been out with. And what that says about me, actually, if you think about it, doesn't bear considering. This is simply to inform you that the thickest line in the kink of my hand smells like the feel of an old school desk, the deep carved names worn sleek with sweat. That beneath the spray of my expensive scent, my armpits sound a bass note strong as the boom of a palm on a kettle drum. That the wet flush of my fear is sharp as the taste of an iron pipe midwinter on a child's hot tongue. And that sometimes, in a breeze, the delicate hairs on the nape of my neck, just where you might bend your head, might hesitate
and brush your lips. Hold a scent, frail and precise as a fleet of tiny origami ships just setting out to sea. It's a poem about the snow. It's something very erotic about the snow, really, isn't it? The great transformation of a weight of snow. Overnight. Then I heard your breathing thicken, whisper past my ear like the first inquisitive gust of a storm on the roof, and saw darkness press through the curtains, massed there like burdened clouds, and felt your fingers open in sleep on my shoulders, settle close as the first snow lining the ground, and a dream flicker across your eyelids, swift as the twitch of dry leaves in the wind. And slowly your sleep deepened, gathered, filled the room, calm as the great feathery flakes that spin and land, weightless, one and the other. And your arm loosened around me, suddenly, as a branch will yield and shed its shelf of snow, and your head dropped, filled the curve of my neck, just as such a drift might shift. And all night your fingers brushed my skin, steadily changing everything, like the levelled white we saw in the morning, the lawn expectant as an empty page. Slattern. I leave myself about, slatternly, bits of me, and times I liked. I let them go on lying where they fall, crumple, if they will. I know fine how to make them walk and breathe again. Sometimes at night or on the train, I dream I'm dancing or lying in someone's arms who says he loves my eyes in French. And again, I am walking up your road. That first time, bidden and wanted, the blossom and the trees, light, light and buoyant. Pull yourself together, they say, quite rightly. But she's stubborn, that girl, that hopeful one, still walking. I don't know if you ever go ego surfing. Do you ever do that? Do you ever put your name in Google? And if you go into more blogs, then you find out people are blogging you. And they do. And this is the poem that they blog of mine. And I think that's gets blogged by teenage girls all over the world on weird sites called things like I Love Mary Kate Olsen. It's slightly disturbing. But and it's this poem called Patagonia, and I think it is because it's a certainly adolescent, I think, maybe. It's about unrequited love. And when I first wrote it, I wasn't going to publish it because I thought it was incomprehensible. So it's nice to know that it's comprehended by all these blogging adolescents in Indonesia. It's not about the real Patagonia at all. Patagonia. I said, perhaps Patagonia, and pictured a peninsula wide enough for a couple of ladder-backed chairs to wobble on at high tide. I thought of us in breathless cold, facing an horizon round as a coin, looped in a cat's cradle strung by gulls from sea to sun. I planned to wait till the waves had bored themselves to sleep, till the last clinging barnacles, growing worried in the hush, had paddled off in tiny coracles, till those restless birds, your actor's hands, had dropped slack into your lap, until you turned, at last, to me. When I spoke of Patagonia, I meant skies all empty, aching, blue. I meant years. I meant all of them with you.
And thanks very much to Kate. She'll be taking part in our festival launch, which is at 7 p.m. on Wednesday the 18th of March at the Bayer Theatre. She'll also be taking part in the stanza discussion on Thursday at 3:30 and Poetry Centre Stage at 8 p.m. on Thursday the 19th. Stanza is about the live experience of meeting poets reading their own poetry in person. And although this preview has only given you the opportunity to listen to one poet reading from their material, we hope that the flavour that you've got of the other poets who'll be featuring at Stanza will entice you to come along to the festival. Just a reminder again of the dates, that's the 18th of March to the 22nd. I hope to see you there.